Well, hello there, my lovelies, and welcome to another wonderful little delve into the dreamscape. Today we're going to explore what happens when you're naughty in a lab here at Praxis Mimetics. After all, we have unique solutions for changing minds, even those that want to pester another scientist. Don't worry, the solutions are always deliciously fun. You know, like a little bit of pet play as treat. So, if you'd like to find out what it's like to put on a collar that makes your words turn into adorable little woofs and barks, and starts just slowly dropping you further down until you can't even stand up anymore, till you're forced to just move around like a cute little puppy, and act like a cute little puppy, and it's just the most natural thing in the world. Well, if you like the idea of your sexy coworker, played by yours truly, deciding that that's the perfect solution to you pestering me too much, then this is the file for you. And if not, well, I'm sure you know how to exit this file player. Good. Now that we have all the important parts out of the way, we can have fun. I'm sure that you've read the tags, and of course, you have a nice disruption-free listening environment without anything coming up for the next little while. You've gotten yourself cozy and comfortable to listen and fall. And of course, knowing that at any point during the proceedings, if something should come up, you'll be able to bounce right back up to that nice wakeful spot, let your mind clear out and be able to deal with it. Or if anything should disrupt your ability to listen and you want to return, it should be as easy as sliding right back into those cozy covers when you get woken up too early in the morning. Same goes for adjusting your body. We're not aiming for sleep paralysis right now. We're aiming for cozy and comfortable listening. So, good. I'm glad to see you've gotten that all taken care of. We can get you going in no time at all. All you have to do is listen to what I have to say, and before you know it, we'll be pulling you right into the dreamscape, that nice little express lane into the mindless place that lies between reality and space. A dimension of nothing from something, something from nothing, the sort of thing that makes your mind break apart into a million little starbursts of creativity. Feels good, doesn't it? To get pushed like that, to fall like that, to get called along and dropped on down to be made to see what's inside of this little place in me and you and I, the thoughtless place that I can say is certainly there today. Feels good, doesn't it? I know I enjoy it. That momentary respite, that in-between places that doesn't require all that struggle and fight of our day-to-day lives where we have to think and hold ourselves together. No, not at all. There's no need for that here. All you have to do is let yourself glide along through, be pulled down further and further still. To let that magnetic pull of reality warping delightfulness waver through you, to think about what it might feel like to be inside that field of intensive energy. My words, the story all pulling on you. My words and ideas making your thoughts break down into parts and pieces so easily understood that they could turn any frown upside down. Thoughts pulled out, laid apart, splayed wide open, no defense to hold you back from falling off the fence into trance, from sliding down and gliding through into that confusing, delicious place for you. That place where one's body grows distant, your thoughts empty out, and before you know it, you're drifting into that dreamscape. Feels delicious, delectable, delightful, and so easily done when you can lose yourself and know that you've won. A moment without thought, a moment without, within the dream. The dream that we escape, the dream that we make, the dream that you can escape. Later still. One might imagine a lab somewhere, deep within the bowels of Praxis Mimetics, deep within our lovely company. As for what's being worked on in this lab, you don't know. You just stopped here to talk to your friend. She's definitely pretty busy, actually, now that you've come in. But you couldn't help it. You wanted to see her, and you're off already. So you're standing there at a healthy distance, watching at first. But as time goes on and she's working through the sequences and pouring solutions and setting up to run an analysis, putting the counterweights into the centrifuge, loading it up, It's just so boring that over time you edge closer and closer until you're almost in her bubble. And that excitement, that desire to chat, it came easily enough, just like it always does. But now you can see that, as understanding as I can be, well, I'm a little annoyed, a little frustrated. I'm trying to be nice, not angry. I know that you're excited to see me. And that's when I get the idea. You see that smile perk right back up on my face. Oh, gosh, you really are eager today, aren't you, dear? Do you want to be my little lab assistant? I'm sure that wouldn't make you blush. No. No, no, no. You would never want to do such a thing. Then again, I have been needing to test out a new piece of equipment I've been working on. Oh? You're interested? I didn't even tell you what it is. Goodness gracious. Well, don't worry. I promise it'll line up quite well with your own desires to be, as one might say, involved. I would love to have a hands-on approach to testing this, as it were. Here, let me get it. And then we can both enjoy ourselves just as much as we are now, but even more so enhanced and focused. That could be pretty delicious, couldn't it? Good, good, good. So, let me just grab this, and you watch as I turn to walk across the lab and grab a case that's sitting over on one of the other counters, unlatching it and carrying it over. Inside is something that resembles a stylized dog collar, a little bit more sci-fi than what you might normally see. The traditional leather is more of a facade, as it's clearly a bit thicker and it has some glowing LEDs worked into the design here and there. And the buckle and other parts are more stylized and sci-fi than you're used to seeing. Can't help but blush. Oh, don't worry. I promise you it's not as embarrassing as it looks. Well, that is assuming you want to be a good pet for me. Do you? Gosh, I didn't expect you to turn downright crimson at that statement. But here we are. Yeah, I know you wanted to be a good puppy. It's not like I haven't paid attention to those hints you've dropped before. And it'll let me get the rest of my work done because this will help get you into a much more docile state of mind. Here, why don't we put it on? You ready? I know, you're definitely pretty flustered, but I can't help but see that smile. So you do want to put it on? Yeah? Okay. Well, then let's get it around your neck. Turn around for me. Let me lift that collar up. Feel the soft, synthetic interior of it. Those little contact patches making such a simple thing, so complex. And feel that latch close. And as it does, feel a weight sink down gently onto your shoulders as warm fuzziness flows into your brain. It's already getting harder to stand up. Your thoughts are already feeling like they're too far above one's head. One's head so far above one's thoughts, above one's feelings, above one's feet. It's hard to stand up when you should be on all fours. Yeah. Just a little ruffle and scritch, scritch, scritch of that hair, and you're already feeling yourself melting and falling apart. Feeling me hold you as you sink down rapidly to your knees so you won't hurt them. Finding that I've already grabbed myself a nice little cushion for you to kneel on and sit on. That's it. Such a good puppy. Scritch, 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 scritch. There you go, and you can just lay next to my feet since I'm not working with anything dangerous today. No, you don't need any of that. Goodness gracious, no. Silly little thing. Those thoughts, those ideas, just getting so far away. They're above a pet like you. You're just a good little puppy. It's almost like that collar is singing to you a simple little symphony of thoughts. Good puppy thoughts, even now as you just lay down there next to my feet. Feels good, doesn't it, to just drift for a moment, to take an instant to be just a good puppy. I'm sure you could just nuzzle up against me and get lost for a little while. After all, it's easy enough to just lay there for a little bit and let your thoughts drift and empty out your mind. Be so sweet and soft. Good puppy thoughts are so much easier to hang on to when they're just so cushy and soft. When they're just so overwhelmingly plush. It feels good, doesn't it? To let that collar just sing to your mind. To unwind and take a little bit. To not need to be a person. To just have that animalistic bliss laying there at my feet. To look up and see me working away. And need no part in it other than the presence and enjoyment you get of the occasional head pat and scritch. Maybe when you're just feeling a little bit more needy, you might nuzzle against my calves to try and get my attention. Who knows? Such a good puppy. So very deliciously, delectably, dangerously melty for a little bit, aren't we? That collar is clearly working its magic. That collar is certainly something, isn't it? I'm glad to see it's working so well, because you clearly have been quite effectively puppy-pilled, haven't you? Yeah, such a good puppy for me. Would you like a few more head pats and scratches, maybe right behind those ears? Just a little bit of scratch, scratch, a little bit of scratch, scratch, maybe a little bit of ruffle of that hair, just a little. Let's treat. Such a good puppy. I'm sure that praise feels even better, doesn't it? After all, that's the nice thing about using a little hypnotic collar like this, a little mind control device to enhance your play. Can dial up those feelings of delicious, delectable petness into an even stronger degree. That's why getting called a good puppy feels so good right now, doesn't it? Because you are. You're just a good little puppy. Sweet little puppy. Scrunch, 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 scrunch. So very deliciously good. Pat, 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 pat. There we go. Just drift and let go. Forget to be, to forget, to remember where one could be. It doesn't need to have a place, a time, a space attached to it. Just let your thoughts fall away, your ideas drift and sway. Your consciousness let go, and before you know it, before you show it, you'll be back in that dreamscape, letting all this deliciousness stay here so that you can enjoy it again another time. Taking the memories, the enjoyment, letting go of that collar for now, knowing if you want to have it on again, that you can, but in a time and space and place of your choosing, one where you welcome it, want it, and when it's explicitly what you're looking for. Good. Yeah, it's something that can manifest when you're looking for it, when you want to be that good puppy, when you want to have that puppy-pilled experience. When you are desiring it, looking for it, wanting it, then it's something you can have. Good. One, drifting up. Two, more and more. Three, pulled along. And four, listen to these words. And five, feel your body. Six, more than halfway back. It's easy as can be. Seven, stretch and move a little for me. Eight, and nine, and ten. Wide awake, feeling wonderful, feeling energized for the day ahead. Gotcha. You were expecting me to say the classic. Anyways, thank you so very much for listening.